the new Perth Boilu 4-piece Chronic Feelings of Emptiness, letting their single out into the world and celebrating Cat Depression. That's the name of the single. It's a pretty gorgeous track, and we've been hearing it a little bit over the last few weeks, but they're finally jumping on stage at The Bird this Thursday, so tonight, alongside lots and lots of wonderful folks, Glimmer, Symmetrical Dogs and Life Cry, to celebrate the release of the single. Will and Matt are here from the band to talk to me about it this morning. Good morning.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Oh, I love that you did that, like, and you took turns. We've had a couple recently just do it in time, and it's a little bit it's a bit barbershop quartet.
Yeah.
Hello, hello. We're very coordinated.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Well, you came together as a band only last year, but Will, you started this project out as a solo project back in 2022. What made you want to sort of expand it out from, you know, the country origins, country tinge sort of almost folk-like demos into a more fleshed out project?
I think that I just wanted to play them live properly, and I always recorded them with like so many instruments that they just needed to come out with a band. And me and Matthew had been talking about starting a slowcore project for many years, probably 4 years. And I think at this point we'd given up on trying to write our own stuff together, and I said, why don't you just help me turn this into a proper fleshed out project?
Yeah, it's very easy when someone else does the work. I mean, there's an origin story for this band that kind of starts in this room, because we met in this studio in like 2018, 2019, okay, after I was doing an episode of Behind the Mirror.
Yeah, I was doing uplates.
Oh my goodness. And
started here. So.
And then I saw Will and he was like, oh, I like some of your music. And I looked at his playlist. It was a lot of stuff that we had in common. And he knew who I was, which is a very strange feeling when you do like very specific kind of radio. And then I spent about 2 years actively courting your friendship.
I'm pretty hard to be friends with. I'm like, I just kind of disappear.
It's a bit coy.
Very difficult. Yeah. It's very difficult, but we persevered. And then we talked about starting a band for years and years. But basically, I would say, let's do it. He'd say, okay, cool. And then I wouldn't do anything with it.
Yeah.
And so I let you essentially do all the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
And now here we are. Thanks.
I was in another band for a very long time, probably 4 or 5 years. And there was just a lot of the saddest stuff that I wanted to write about that they felt awkward playing, and I could always tell there was a bit of a disconnect there. So I had a lot of stuff separated from that that I just needed to get out into the world. So I the origin story of my solo project is that I'd moved house, I'd got a credit card to buy a bunch of furniture, and I went to IKEA, and on the way back I stopped past Manny's Music and I bought a bunch of recording stuff to just smash it out at home.
Wow.
And that's why the first single came out on a little Zoom H4 or H5 or something. Yeah,
that's pretty exciting and pretty lovely that you met at RTR. I love that as a love story. Great for Radio Love Month. It's going to make people think that we actually foster community here or something.
I think Matthew's one of my best friends at the moment.
Oh,
so yeah.
Oh, that's really nice. And you've got some other folks that play in the band too. So you have found people that want to play sad music with you, that want to support the living of this music that you wanted to create. You're playing alongside Riley and Darcy in the band too, which is great to hear. Now, of course, this song is sort of the first as the full band. It's the first one that came together, right? As the full band. Yeah. Does it have different parts that have been contributed by all the different members?
Definitely. Darcy took off with the bass line and just made it his own thing, and Riley's just done their own thing on drums, which is like better than I could have imagined. So it just became its own thing, really. And I think initially I'd want it to be a bit more of a like close, intimate song, but it just turned into this massive kind of epic thing at the end there. So yeah, it was cool.
Where did the name The Chronic Feelings of Emptiness come from? Is it citing something, or is it just like kind of what it says on the tin?
I think it's a bit of a joke. It's a bit of a, like, as I said, the last band I was in felt a bit awkward about the sadder stuff I was playing, and I thought I just want to find the most flamboyantly depressing name that I can. And it had been, you know, it gets thrown around with a lot of personality disorders and stuff. So, it's just something that stuck out to me as like a, you know, this is the most pinnacle of what I could possibly name the band if I want to do sad music.
Sure. So, yeah. And you've really, like, you know, stuck to your brand with Cat Depression.
Yeah.
So this song, can you talk to me about what it's about, what motivated it, where it came from?
Yeah, it's pretty emotional topic for me. I adopted a cat probably beginning of last year, or like end of 2022. I'm trying to get my years right. Mm-hmm. And she had a lot of issues and she went missing for about 2 weeks.
Oh.
And I was talking to my friend on Instagram at the time, and their cat had also gone missing, and we were both kind of just fueling each other's anxiety, and I had quite a few mental breakdowns about this cat going missing. Eventually, she actually came back. So, lucky for me, she came back, but my friend's cat never did.
That's awful.
So, I kind of just channeled those emotions into this song, and yeah.
Okay, and then and it resulted.
Although Patchouli does cause you mental breakdowns now that she's around.
Yeah, she woke me up about 60 times last night.
Wow, so. Patchouli?
Patchouli.
Oh my God, great name for
a cat. It's about patchouli.
Okay, it's about patchouli. Well, I'm sure that lots of folks out there would love to write a song about their cats if they only had the skills and you've done it for them. So maybe it's for everyone's cats out there this morning. You recorded this with Broderick Mann and Scott over at Tunafish Studios. What was it like moving from the DIY setup into something a little bit more professional?
It was so much easier. I'll tell you what, I've been working on like a very like the MS Paint of recording studios at home. So going from this very janky kind of recording setup, and like I have a background in audio engineering, but like just don't have the equipment or the time to be really professional like Broderick was. So it was really good going into that, and I think that he understood what we wanted to do and just did it. So
what did you want to do? What were the priorities going into a recording that was a little bit more professional? What did you want to highlight about the sounds that you were trying to capture?
I wanted to be like intimate as well, but also just capture something that's a bit Midwest emo, a bit slowcore, a bit 90s, late 90s. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I feel like that's a good. I feel like they're good references.
Yeah, I went and Songs Ohio is and Duster are big influences to me, and I went into that, and we cover a Songs Ohio song in our live set, and that is kind of just that sad alt country that kind of led into slowcore is what we wanted to do going into this project. So,
and I guess dynamics too, right? Like you don't know how to write a song without a crescendo.
Yeah,
everything builds up in a very dramatic way.
Will says to Matt, you remind me every time. Yeah. I don't actually need you to give me grief about this on the radio, but thank you.
I've been trying to write a song without a crescendo for many years, but it's just not eventuated.
So. It's okay. Well, it's resulting in good things. So Matt, cool on the crescendo, shaming, all right? I think... No, it's really gorgeous, and it's great to see that this is going to be celebrated at the Bird tonight. You've got lots of friends on stage alongside with you. What are we looking forward to about the gig? What do you want people to know about the gig happening this evening?
Just everyone playing tonight is going to be playing the similar emotional kind of intimate great stuff. Symmetrical Dogs are great. Life Cry is great. Glimmer's great. I just can't say much more about them.
Yeah. So great is also the only adjective. So we can only do songs with crescendos, and great is the only adjective. Yeah. We love it. But that's a great. It's great. You've done the right thing.
Yeah.
If people want to find out more about it, you can jump on the Chronic Feelings of Emptiness Instagram, have a look at Facebook, or have a look at the Birds details and all the business that they can do. Thank you so much for coming into Brekkie and talking to me about this gorgeous new single. What do you want people to know about it before we play it?
Just bathe in the catharsis of
hug your pets,
Hug your pets, love them, feed them biscuits this morning and kiss them on the forehead.
Kiss them on the forehead. Oh, so cute. Will and Matt, thank you so much.
Thanks. Thank you.